My name is Carl Schmidt, and I live at the 569 New Hampshire Route 10 in Orford, 03777. I'm a member of the Orford Conservation Commission. And I've been specifically asked to speak today by the owners of three children's camps that would be adversely impacted by Northern Pass. Camp Musalak, which was established on Upper Baker Pond in Orford in 1904. Camp Pemigewasset, which was established on Lower Baker Pond in Wentworth in 1908. And Camp Merriwood, established on Upper Baker Pond in Orford in 1949. I will briefly summarize statements by the owners of these long-established camps expressing their deep concern regarding Northern Pass, and I request that their full statements be included on the record of today's hearing. Each summer, these camps bring to the area well over 800 campers and staff, plus many visiting parents and other relatives. With them come not only a direct and immediate financial benefit to the economy of the towns and the region through the support of local jobs, businesses, motels, campgrounds, and restaurants, but also the long-term benefits for years and years afterwards from the return of many of these visitors to the region and elsewhere in New Hampshire for vacations and recreation because of their positive experience here amid the natural beauty of the area. The camps are deeply concerned that if the alternate power line is constructed, which would cut directly through the lands of all three of these camps, it would cause irreparable harm and serious long-term negative impact on the environment, on their operations, and on the area's economy. These camps own significant amounts of undisturbed woodlands and lakefront. They believe the towns of Orford and Wentworth would suffer from a loss of a part of that tax base as the value of the land for residential or recreational use would be drastically depressed by the sight of what they describe as an ugly scarring of this pristine and natural area. They emphasize that these camps in operation on their quiet mountain ponds for so many years have been a safe summer haven for thousands of young men and women who have come from all parts of the country to New Hampshire to enjoy the natural surroundings and peace and tranquility of the area. The camps specifically request, therefore, that the Department of Energy study the impact of Northern Pass Project not only on them, but also on the many New Hampshire youth camps that would be affected, including the important role they play in local economies and the negative impact on the natural camp experience of so many. This, therefore, is not just a local issue, it is a New Hampshire conservation issue of the largest magnitude. Secondly, and speaking now as one of the governor's appointed members of the New Hampshire State Historical Resources Council, and also as the president of the Orford Historical Society, I request that the scope of the Department of Energy's investigation include a study under the criterion cultural and historic resources of the potential adverse impact of the Northern Pass proposal on the scores of historic camp buildings, including log structures over 100 years old, that continue to be in active use at Camps Musalak, Merriwood, and Pemigewasset. All of New Hampshire's communities involved in the Northern Pass proposal should be aware that Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act, federal law, provides for the protection of historic buildings, other historic resources, and the context and cultural landscape in which they are located that may be adversely impacted by a project that involves federal funds or, in the case of Northern Pass, a federal license or permit. Section 106 criteria for addressing adverse impact include change in the character of the property's setting, introduction of incompatible visual elements, potential for deterioration due to the lessening of the property's value. Once such adverse effects have been identified, the goal of Section 106 of this federal law is to seek alternatives and modification to the project that will avoid, minimize, and mitigate those adverse effects.
Do you have a lot left?
I therefore request that the Department of Energy's environmental impact assessment include a comprehensive review of Section 106 criteria with regard to Camps Musalak, Merriwood, and Pemigewasset, and we would be glad to provide additional information if that is requested. Thank you.
Carl, thank you very much.